see, you know, as you'd be leaving here, as, what's the latest on our POW problem there? Is it anything new?
No, I think they're going to cave. You hope?
I'm glad to do so. I was reading many of the things. It appears to me that what they have said is that they seem to be saying two different things. In fact, when you read, on the one hand, they put out a statement that we have to do this or that. And on the other hand, they say that they are not reneging on the, you know what I mean? If we comply,
right?
I think they're dragging us out. We haven't got any message from them yet, yet.
But we got a message on something else. They're complaining bitterly. They're probably right about the ceasefire violations of the South Vietnamese. As far as I can tell, Chu is paying not the slightest attention to the ceasefire. I think now my instinct would be that 80% of the violations are on our side. They are infiltrating like crazy.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. And that's a hell of a violation that's more important than these little skirmishes they're having.
Have we said any word to them on the infiltration?
No.
Well, we have, somewhat. We want to get this one done first.
Mr. President, on the oil things, the economy disappearing over the horizon, I have two small suggestions to make in the general context of this based on my studies and talks and so forth. One, that somewhere in the fringes of the White House, I honestly believe that you need an oil man. You don't need somebody that intellectually understands this. You need somebody that knows something about oil.
Right.
I have a suggestion to make.
But
You'll probably be back here before too long. I got Opie out of town. I'm going to be back in April.
Really?
Stay there. Get a report from John. At least with Dickens, and he'll send it to writing. But you'll be back. I must say, if you're wrong, I would go out and go in there again sometime.
Mr. President, I'm looking forward to the assignment.
You've been there before, you know, to the embassy.
Yes,
it's very nice.
It is.
It isn't. What I meant is, just as big as that Japanese embassy, but it's set out there in the mountains. It's a nice swimming pool. The only reason I visited the embassy in 1967 when I was out of office,
it was just damn nice. Yes,
it is nice.
No question about it. And I am genuinely looking forward to it, and you'll get the best job I've got.
I know. And the women out there are great.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
We'll see.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, sir.
Wait just a minute. I'll go over that.
That's clear.
Sounds fire.
I don't think that is not what I want to ask you is to get your judgment on that press tomorrow. I think I should not go out as long as there's a reasonable chance that we'll get something settled on this, because I think we've escalated at the right level rhetoric-wise. If you feel otherwise, I'll go out there and say,
well, I don't think you should give it another whack, because I think we may have hit it too hard. I'm a little sorry now. We hope that we are going to stop the because they send us a long charge, list of charges, most of which they're right on, such as the ceasefire violations. I really think 80% now of the fighting is GPN initiated, and they're 100% right about the accommodations of the military commissioner. There's no excuse. I've sent a scorching telegram to you, because there is no sense. This commission is going to go out of action in 30 days. It doesn't make any difference whether they put them in barracks or into the Ritz. I mean, we don't need them in the Ritz, but they ought to be in there's no Ritz, there's a caravel. That's too much incentive now, but they ought to have accommodations for them.
To
where we can take newsmen.
You should, of course, indicate that to these people, too.
That's right. Well, I want to wait till I get a reply from Bucket.
No. I meant that you could indicate to the North Vietnamese that we have taken this up with the South Vietnamese.
That's right.
Have you done that?
Yes. Well, I did that in the note this morning, but I now sent this note to Bunker. Hopefully,
let
we
me
get
say
it.
That I wouldn't be too concerned about the stopping of the mining and so forth. I think we have to.
I think we have to be tough.
Yeah. If you are, you see, Henry, if they think they can diddle us along on these POWs, that's the one thing we can't take.
Exactly.
Now, we can take other things, but we cannot take that in this country.
I couldn't
agree. And so, therefore, I think it was very wise not to say publicly, however. I think that would have been necessary.
But my instinct is, Mr. President, that unless the thing is resolved tomorrow, we should... unless the thing is resolved, you might not go out. You might consider not going out.
Well, here is my feeling. If I go out on the press tomorrow, there's no need. I mean, there's no great anchor for me to be out to do the press. I'm just going to, because I'm going to have one about every 3 or 4 weeks anyway. But, I think we ought to let this cook. And if I go out, we've got to remember that three-fourths of the questions will be about this subject. And about A to Vietnam, what about Q? In other words, as I say, they're trying to make him a whipping boy, and he probably deserves it. But we cannot be in the position of making him a whipping boy.
He deserves it on something. But my point is, what they did is they picked a few issues on which we can't get some satisfaction. They never, in the message to me, said that they were holding up the release of prisoners. And secondly, they also sent us a message on setting up the Economic Commission.
When did they send that?
Today, how to proceed on that. Now, they're not idiots. They know damn well. And we will accept that because we are overdue on that.
Well, Well, then, is that why you're concerned? Because their message came in, you're concerned about your sending them the message on the mice for that reason? You thought that went too far?
I was a little cut, but that's all right. It's better to be good cut than to throw.
Well, the other thing that's maybe I'm talking
about. Oh, it wasn't. I don't care about whether they think
I... No, what I meant is, they have this idea that I might do things.
I think on balance...
You've got to perhaps use a little of that.
I think on balance...
All you indicated was that if they don't do this, you'll have to... But you also said in that message that we go ahead with economic...
No, I didn't put it in.
Sorry.
But I'm answering that other one on the Economic Commission immediately. Agreeing to...
That's right. That's what I like, is a two-track approach. Basically, that yes, we're going ahead as if nothing, as everything is on track, but that this we'll go ahead with the Economic Commission. And we have taken this matter up with the South Vietnamese government, period. But that all is lost on all sides, as far as...
They'll yield. The prisoners will be moving this weekend, practically, sir. This was a shot across our bow. We reacted violently. It was very healthy.
Well, tell me, was it didn't your conversation with Sullivan, or did you talk to him, or did you send a message from him? He had no doubt about what you about having
no question. Sullivan is 100%. Rogers is, we've been through this with Rogers. The only thing Rogers is now worried about is his conference. I saw Croman this afternoon on something else. I said, what's this about you? He said, let me check. He called London, called me back. He said, nothing to it. There's a question and answer period in the House of Commons this afternoon. You went back for that because there was no session scheduled for tomorrow. He's going to be back for the session on Thursday. He just took advantage of the fact that there was a recess. And there's no dissatisfaction.
Bill Molson probably gets bored and sitting there hearing all these goddamn pleasantries and bullshit. And maybe sort of said that he's got a sardonic...
But it's what Rogers has never understood is when he's tough, he gets good publicity. You're making Rogers a hero because this goddamn thing is going to get settled tomorrow. And you claim he did it with Trent.
Did it, sir? Well, let me say, you know, the thing we have to remember, though, sit here and think of what the hell we've been through. God, waiting for the training, wondering if this, you know, the time that we were, that Sunday morning when we got the message from the Chinese, we thought they were going to go ahead and all this. And we just are going to be knocked off balance at this point. Now, this thing on the POWs, I must say, that happens. And they put it to us. This thing's going to blow.
That's why it's going to get settled.
It's going to blow because we cannot let them middle us around the POW. If you realize that would settle, everything would be lost. The chance of getting aid, everything else would go right out the window.
Mr. President, if they did less on the prisoners for any length of time, I mean, if we want to turn on them, we could put on some of the prisoners in the South, could put out some of the horror stories of their imprisonment, and we could level them, and we'd have public support.
We'd level them. Surrender this time. I mean, we say, no, we're not going to wait.
They won't take that time.
That's what I think. I don't have
that's
to
why I'm absolutely confident, Mr. President.
That's why I, even though you're concerned about your,
no,
your message, you see, my point is, I was concerned about it publicly, believe me. As I do that, I would have a reaction here. And also, it's like, publicly, it's like going on before the December bombing, publicly, that puts it to them too hard so that it doesn't let them save face. Here, we just said that we say it privately, but then they get the word message privately, but publicly we say this thing has to be settled. We didn't quite put it in an ultimatum form. I think avoiding ultimatum, public ultimatum, is essential in dealing with these bastards. The nation is protected, don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Remember, with the Russians didn't want us to ask them whether the summit was going to be done.
That's right.
Remember, he kept saying, don't ask us.
That's right.
Don't ask us.
That's right.
And they might have to say no.
That's right. I remember that.
Remember the state, Robert Schultz, all of them. acquiesce, can we find out?
No, Supreme said to us, don't ask us.
That's sort of my way of dealing with these people. That's why I don't think I should walk out there unless they got a damn thing to sign.
No.
Now, I hope this, I hope, you may be wrong, but I hope it's a good 2-day plan.
It's
fine. They should, they're supposed to, tomorrow's the day they're supposed to give the list.
Yeah.
Or is the day today? What is, let me ask you this, when is the...
It's about tomorrow, the day after today. It isn't, it says about every 15 days. So the 20th, it took us to the 12th, to the 7th.
See, Governor, when we talk about Pew, let us not forget that these bastards in Laos were playing a damned
nice
game. Let's not forget that their infiltration is being done for the purpose of the policy. The whole thing is, let's face it, both sides are bastards.
I have
Pew is embarrassing us because he's our ally.
Groom and brother.
I think Pew should do a goddamn thing, believe me, until... prisoners get back. Then I don't care what he does. I really don't give a shit. Only it'll cut off his aid. You know what I mean? What did Cromarty say in these years?
Well, Cromarty brought me a quote from a 19th century British traveler in Vietnam, which said they're the trickiest, most miserable people he's ever met in his life.
Cromarty is leaving, I understand. But he is,
I've heard rumors he's never said something.
It seems to me he just damn near got here.
He just got here in...
he's been here for 3 years.
Yeah. And he'll...
he's been a very good, solid guy.
Well, he's a solid, he's not a brilliant guy, but he's good.
His wife is solid. Jesus Christ, she's tough.
She's decent. He's decent. I think they're going to put him into the common market.
You know, your analysis, too, of the conference is so
to it.
I can't see what the hell is in the Frank and the host. Papa doesn't want to have it fall. And he doesn't want to look
and the North Vietnamese are the ones that have
fallen. And I'm not sure the Canadians want to walk out either. I don't think
nobody.
Trudeau, I think Trudeau's gone a little too far in kicking us around. I bet he's got a little trouble keeping
no one is going to walk out, and the conference is not primarily to our benefit. It's primarily to the North Vietnamese benefit because they get international recognition of the peace settlement. Well, it's not primarily to their benefit. They're more interested in it by far than we are.
Then what you will do, as I understand, is to send a message indicating that you will go ahead with the Economic Commission and proceed with the to try to keep you in line. Is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
That'll be delivered right there to somebody.
Right.
That should go pretty soon.
Yeah, maybe I'll get it out.
What do you think? Because if we secure something, it's daytime out. No, it's going to be daytime. About 3 hours out there. So if we receive this message, could be a more conciliatory one, too.
I just ignore any other one.
Ignore what?
I just won't refer to the other one. I just refer to the economic.
Not to say in response to this or that, we're going to do that. That's what I meant by conciliatory.
Okay.
Instructing,
okay.
Basically. It's just never back off of it. Just assume that the field records are going to be returned.
Okay.
But the way I read that, I hadn't read the full text until I looking at the morning report, which I'm not your morning report, seemed that they were quite categorical in regard to what they were going to say. I mean, they agreed they seemed to me to be a pretty blunt, dogmatic statement, did it not? Or did you read it that way?
What they said, yes, but it was said at a level where they can move away from it. Was said by a lieutenant colonel in the 4th Power Military Commission, and they can always claim that he took his own, that was his own view. It was not an official notification to our government. It was said to the press, it wasn't said officially in a note to us.
But knowing these maniacs, sometimes they operate that way.
Oh, it's deliberate. They're testing us out. Well, I think they're being made very uncomfortable by these military operations.
Like Laos?
No, by the Saigon.
You think that's their real aim?
That, plus the humiliation of their personnel. Plus the fact that Saigon hasn't done a damn thing about the civilian prisoners. And that it's
5,000.
Well, I wouldn't bet my bottom dollar that I think they released some convicts. And called them 5,000. I don't think they've released any of their captures yet. Also, they've made about 20,000 of them disappear on their books. They now claim they only have 6,000 civilian prisoners in all of South Vietnam, where 3 months ago they had 40,000. So,
well, what would you do if you were to?
He'd be nuts. And that's why I was so delighted with Article 8C. I knew that you would screw it up. He's right, but
he's embarrassing us.
Well, he's driving them crazy. That shows Madame Flynn got screwed. Whoever else got screwed on this deal, here she is. Foreign minister of a country that dare not establish a capital. Because the GDN will take it as soon as it's established. Hasn't got any territory. Can't leave a civilian prisoner in South Vietnamese jail. And the So that is a paradox, Arnold.
Well, what we got for tomorrow?